He's Uncle Dan Jackley.
Is that right?
That's right.
And that means that they're not...
They're not too hot.
Not too hot.
Not too good.
Oh, yeah. Some other little things that you'd use every day. How did you sharpen your straight razor? Did you have
a... Well, I had a hone, and we had a strap.
And how would you sharpen an axe?
Had a grindstone in the backyard. Everybody had a grindstone.
And if you had a scythe out in the field, how would you sharpen that?
You'd bring it in.
Oh, you'd bring it in.
Yeah.
Do you ever have anything called a whetstone?
Whetstone, yeah.
Wet rock?
Yeah. That's what I'm talking about now. Everybody had a wet rock in the house. Keep the knife sharpened on.
I see. Mm-hmm.
Yeah.
And you mentioned carrying a 38. What did you have?
Well, they had a 45 and a 38 special. That's the biggest thing. And every farmer, every man that had them, I mean, when I came here, there was three things. There wasn't many women in this country. They'd send their wives out in the country. Her man was a good place. He's like Mr. here, had all his land. All of his children out there were born in Hernando.
Oh.
Bring them back here.
What'd you use in the 38?
Usually had a 38 cartridge in there. Just like you got now.
How much did they cost?
God knows those days didn't cost much. But God knows what they cost now. I don't know.
Did you ever use a thing that has handles on and a wheel in the front and you push it around? Sometimes called a wheelbarrow.
I had plenty of them. Everybody had two or three of them. Yeah.
Did you ever hear them called Georgie buggies?
Yeah.
Did you?
And then they had scrapers too. Hitch a mule to it. When they had it going to build in, you know, put a bridge across the road somewhere, they'd fill it in, you know, and they'd take mules and them scrapes had on that and take that dirt. They hadn't, didn't. Well, this levee was built out here with shovel and scraper. Had mules on.
All mules.
All mules, and mostly Irish.
Is that right?
That's right.
And could you tell me something about the fences when they started to...
Well, everybody... the fence law didn't come in here about 8, I think. When you had Pritchard, I think there were 3 or 4 gates he had open to get down the road.
What kind of fence did they
have? Wire fence, they had wire.
Well, they did.
Now, in the hills, we had rail fences, because there's plenty there, you see. And didn't have the money, and they just had rail fences.
What did you use for the wire? Was it that?
Barbed wire.
And how often, how many posts would you use, say?
About that was 12, 15 feet.
What were they made out of?
Well, just a staple, much like you got now.
Mm-hmm. What kind of timber was?
Well, they used anything those days. It didn't make no difference. Go out there, cut a tree down and make posts out of it. Most of them had mulberry. They'd last a long time. And back for the last 30, 40 years, they'd go to Grenada and buy those creosoted posts. But back in Tenzo, the old man got his own post to go back and get a redwood or a mulberry and make them.
It's pretty hard wood.
It would last a long time, yeah.
How about smaller fences you might have around the garden?
Well, they'd pull the same way.
You call them paling fences?
Yeah, paling fences. They had the palings, yeah.
And they were hewed out of, about how big were they?
Well, it would take a pretty good tree and just get it, split them out. Paling was just like you would a board, you see. Back in those days, they used boards all the time.
Well, they did.
The cypress, you see.
Pretty good size?
Yeah.
Would you give me an idea how big they were?
Well, it'd be about as wide as that and about 3 or 4 feet long.
Oh, it'd be that big?
Yeah, it'd be that big. And 10 or 12, 14 inches.
Would you give me an idea how they'd clear the land?
They'd clear it with an axe and a saw in those days.